Hello and welcome to Leaf and Let Die. Today's tea is Lemon Lift Decaffeinated.
Why?
Does caffeination affect the taste?
There's it.
I bet you it does. Oh, excellent. Have a seat. You'll be on the podcast. Here we go.
Grab a chair.
Bring it on.
We now have Adrian Bubbles Foster.
Adrian Bubbles Foster. And, of course, Mo the Thrill Starkey. And JC, last name Arkham. Now, today's question is all going to be about the books that Adrian just brought with her.
Oh, my.
And those are two zombie novels. Now, they're by Mira Grant, which is a pen name of...
Shannon McGuire.
Shannon.
Okay.
Yes. Have anyone other than me and Adrian read them?
No.
Only you two.
I read the first one.
First one's the weakest of them. Sorry, Shannon. It's actually my
Actually, he loved about two quarters of it.
That's half.
That's right. Very good.
I'm smart. All right, since none of us have read it, we'll change the topic to T-shirts.
Ooh.
We're all wearing T-shirts.
Yeah. Mine is blank. Mine is enigmatic.
No, her shirt's more like a mime. It says nothing.
And yet, everything. So what do you look for when you are going to buy a teed shirt? JC.
I would say, oh, hey, look.
Chuck.
Oh, Tubac Chuck is here.
See, this defines my life. I can't walk into a room while Scarlett Johansson is saying, I wish Chuck would walk in the room right now so I can make hot monkey love to him and wear him out. I have to walk into a room while Chris Garcia is serving a tea that probably tastes like hot monkeys have been making love in it.
Today it's Lemon Lift.
Lemon Lift.
Grab a chair.
Grab a seat. We're talking about T-shirts.
And close the door from the rabbit.
The rabbit.
Tower Carol gets through here, I will, yep.
So what I look for is something that reflects something I like in my life or has said something about my life. Like, for instance, today I am wearing a classic logo of the Atari logo T-shirt.
I win.
It does. It all means check.
Well, it's the ultimate. Ingo.
Yeah, Ingo is actually Atari. And then you have Sendai, which is checkmate, more or less. Mm-hmm. And that was the name of Nolan Bushnell's next video game company, after Chuck E. Cheese, which I believe in Japanese means giant rat of doom. Yes. Mo, what do you like in a teed shirt?
I like it to be big and roomy and a color that is found in nature.
And you're a winter.
I am not.
So the current
Don't
color of your
shirt
things? Reflects rock. Or granite.
Hey, you know, this is funny. Oh, okay. I'll tell you. Mo has a story.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. I've played all kinds of characters in role-playing games. And the first time, you know, you start to develop your characters, and this has happened to me in design as well, is that you want to experiment with all the really bright colors, and you do all... But once you get into the game and you're playing the game, I've noticed that I throw out all the wild colors and I go for gray, and so I'm sort of shifting that from the game arena to my real life, in that I don't need to prove myself with a lot of different colors. I can be gray and still
at least 50 shades of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, good book. Great book. Soon to be a great movie. Now, Adrian, you're wearing a T-shirt from the television program which makes the bile rise to the back of my throat faster
but don't listen
than
to
any other show.
I knew he was going to do that. When I saw your T-shirt, I thought, oh, shit.
No, it's Aquaman as that one guy.
Raj is wearing his...
Raj, that's right.
Right.
Leonard is doing his Green Lantern.
Sheldon is the Flash.
Sheldon is the Flash. And,
dude whose name I can never remember.
It's Howard.
Howard.
Well, as Batman. And actually, on the show, they did a Halloween costume episode where they all wore those costumes.
Yeah, well, they all wore the Flash costume.
And then they changed out to everything else.
Yes.
And of course, Raj doesn't like wearing Aquaman costume. Why, Adrian?
I don't know.
What does he always say about Aquaman?
I can't remember.
Aquaman gets so much more.
Beth Double O, would you like to answer that question?
Aquaman sucks.
Aquaman sucks. And actually, you know, this is a funny thing. Actually, this is a truism about Aquaman. Aquaman might be the most awesome of the Justice League in the comics. If you get him outside of the comics, he completely just sucks up all available light and space.
You see, it's all about the super friends that destroyed him, right? The super friends
that didn't help.
It didn't help. If I were his agent, I'd be calling Hanna-Barbera and saying, "What the hell are you doing to my boy?" You know.
Well, even worse was the remember the ones in the late '60s that was
right.
Superman.
The Atom had a bit of that. Yeah,
it was terrible.
Wait a minute. Justice League wasn't done by Hanna-Barbera. It was done
the
by
Super Friends was.
Super Friends
were
yeah.
Was that Hanna-Barbera?
Oh,
it was Filmation.
No, it was Hanna-Barbera.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm very old and
No, Filmation did
great.
It's good that you don't know that. So
yes, the Filmation one. Every Filmation cartoon was awful, with the exception of the real Ghostbusters.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And the writing was what made it.
Yes.
Great, and that was Straczynski and his group.
Well, we don't use that name out loud anymore.
Oh, we don't.
He no.
Oh, has he been a butt?
Oh, he's
been a butt, and everybody's
Joe.
Everybody has PO'd at him.
Literally, the first time he met me, I was saying, you know, I'm a big fan of your lesser works, and he actually said, and I quote, "Excuse me, there's someone more important I have to talk to."
Wow.
Well, wait a minute. He wasn't the one who called you the Antichrist.
No, that was Harlan. Yes, there's a big difference, about a foot and a half.
Harlan is the great Sphinx.
Now you know you're secure in yourself when you can talk to fans that way. You know,
that's true.
Wow.
So Chuck is wearing. Go ahead,
Dr. Manhattan.
Now that came out with the movie, if I'm correct.
This came out when they announced they were going to do that before Watchmen series.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
so they had this one. They had an Ozymandias one.
Mm-hmm.
They had a Night Owl one. And so they were plugging for the before Watchmen series that was coming out at that time, about a year ago or so.
Yeah, about a year and a half.
It is the pale blue color of Luke's lightsaber with the symbol of hydrogen atom.
It is the pale blue color of the energy emanated by Dr. Manhattan, the ultimate Superman.
Who gives people cancer.
Ozymandias gives people cancer.
That's right.
And that frickin'
blames it on Manhattan.
Spoilers.
Now, what did you think of the Before Watchmen series?
I was slightly underwhelmed by the whole thing. There were some are wondering why. Mm-hmm. You know, they could have done just the Minuteman series. The Minuteman series, and I would have been finally happy with that, because that was kind of a prequel and it had something fresh to say. The other ones were just revisiting, I thought, plot points in the in the Watchmen series.
Hello, Deb. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Rick.
All right, now it is time when we pour the tea. Yeah, feel free. Would you like some tea?
No, I was going to tell you about, have you heard about Starcher?
Oh, I'm going to have to find out about this.
Oh, but Chris, you have not yet discussed your...
Oh, my t-shirt. My t-shirt is, and I actually do this on purpose, sadly, is I go to conventions, that cup is, bottom is not level, I go to conventions and I acquire t-shirts. And this one I'm wearing is from the Raleigh NASFIC, which was in 2010, which I worked at. It was a convention for 700 of Warren Buff's closest friends. And it worked out very nicely, for me in particular, because it was awesome.
Chris, mm-hmm. I brought something that will make all the tea taste better.
Oh, and I see you're holding a flask.
Ladies and gentlemen, barmaid, Debbie Breschneider.
So, this is called Sweet Tea Vodka.
Oh,
and this,
that I will try.
This is what tea should really be.
Lemon Lift has been left in the dust.
Avona mai rilku.
Well, we must sample this
even?
Before the tea's poured in.
Well, yes, of course. First,
we must sample.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Ooh, I love the aroma already.
Yeah, that does smell like
Ooh.
Heaven.
Whoa. It's my new friend.
Ooh. Wow. Oh, that is tasty.
That is really nice.
Now, usually
yes.
I put on ice and mix a little lemonade.
that actually
with
lemonade
that
would be awesome.
I mix a little, so sweet tea vodka.
Say smachna horilka.
All right. No. Now we see how it tastes with tea.
Tasty. Oh, my goodness.
Wait, here we go, the pour.
Several brands make it.
I'll need to, what kind was that again?
Keyboard?
It's the only
this
way
was
to tell pick up.
Just pick up, please. Okay. That's good. That's good. That's really good.
But there's several companies that make it.
That's the better.
But
at
Bevmo,
a lot there.
It's not in the regular Bosky section.
Yeah.
They have like a specialty section. It's in that section.
It comes in an unbreakable bomb.
Really?
Yeah.
Chuck.
That way when
I'm sorry.
You...
Shook. Shook.
Chad.
Oh, and we're doing lemon, so that would go really well.
Yeah, it will go very nicely.
Just a little
when you,
bit.
When you said lemon, I'm like, whoa, that's a great happenstance.
Yes.
All right, and hello,
hey,
Ken.
Circumference Spenicobita. And the ladies.
Spenicobita.
All right. Now, smell the tea-based beverage.
There's that hot monkey love I was talking
there
about.
There it is, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, in this case, drunk.
Drunken monkey love.
Drunken monkey love.
Oh, man. Okay, let's have a sip.
Vodka really helps us.
It does. It honestly does.
Wow.
That's really nice.
Yeah, you may be my hero of the day. I'm not sure.
This one's actually tasty.
This one is tasty.
This tasted over ice.
Mm-hmm.
You help stimulate my buds just a little bit.
Taste it.
Cured them, as it were.
Yeah.
Wow. And actually, the whiskey does sweeten it.
That's
vodka.
Really good.
That's
vodka.
It tastes good. Yes. Cold.
It tastes good.
Vodka.
What do you think, Chuck?
It's not as bad as some of the direct you've been sliding across, but it could be just the Horilka talking.
But I gotta say, there was only a each person only got a small smidgen of the sweet tea vodka, so it just adds just a slight caramel taste to the lemon lift.
That's right, and most importantly, it's booze.
Barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew.
Or scones.
Or scones.
Scones.
Scones, my dear.
It's actually scones.
Wait a minute, scones.
They're Spanish.
Isn't that those things that they put on walls and drip candles
sconces.
On or something?
Sconces.
Sconces. Actually, no, it's my favorite monster from Star Trek, the original series.
Oh.
Sconce?
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, sorry.
The dreaded sconce.
So, for once, our tea doesn't suck.
I will say.
Basically, this is the only tea I drank is either iced tea or sweet tea vodka.
Or sweet tea vodka.
Sweet tea. I'll drink sweet tea.
I will have to say that for once, ginger has made a tea taste much better.
Oh, well met.
Yes.
Yes. So this episode is dedicated to Debbie Brett Schneider, everybody.
Yay. Thank you, Debbie.
Yay.
All right, so now...
Save the tea.
We're at the favorite part of the show.
We're at my favorite part of the show. Darjeelings are forever. And this time, I'm going to ask you all to think. If you were going to be a Bond villain, what would be your secret lair? We're going to start with Chuck.
My secret lair would probably be an island in the South Pacific.
Nice, good choice.
Nice island in the South Pacific. I figure I will be able to buy into some of those atomic areas, you know, where the French government used to blast away. And I will use my super science to clear away the detritus. And I'll probably be able to get it fairly cheap since no one wants that stuff down there anyways, you know.
Deb, your secret lair?
I'm definitely going to go for someplace warm. You know, one of those little islands off of Tahiti or,
A secret volcano lair is typical, let's be honest.
Yeah. I mean, that would be too typical. Hey, you know, we want a lot of growth so that we can, you know, put the jet underneath the forest growth so it's
there
not super obvious. Yeah.
See, very much thinking about it. Hadrian.
Well, I was thinking I'd just sort of like, since Dr. No doesn't need it anymore, I'll go for his underwater...
Yes.
Underwater.
Yeah, there you go.
That's
whatever.
Right.
I figure since you keep calling her Hadrian, she was going to say that wall.
That wall in Scotland.
Meh.
Yeah.
I would be in the special houses that they have inside the Capitol building.
Oh.
Because nobody really works there anymore, so it'd be a perfect hiding place. Nobody would find me.
It would be like the second foundation, right? Like Asimov's second foundation,
yes.
Where it was hidden like right in the middle of everything where no one would expect it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Not like anybody does any work there anyway.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well,
JC?
Definitely. I would be ruling the world.
I have one of two locations. The first one, there's a great new program on TV called Treehouse Masters, I want the guy who does that to build me a really big treehouse.
Oh, God.
And that would make, like, secret location number one.
In the Amazon.
Oh, no.
No, maybe in my backyard. But anyway.
Annick Castle in Northumberland probably has exactly what you want.
And the second location would probably be a decommissioned missile silo.
Ooh, excellent choices, one and all. For me, it's so obvious, and none of you picked it. It is the St. George Spirits Hangar on Alameda, which is the distillery.
But they do not yet have sweet tea vodka.
They will.
Okay.
And you know what else they'll have?
What?
My evil plans. All right. So this has been a 25 proof edition of Leaf and Let Die. I'm Chris, here with
Debbie Brushnider.
Two, Buck Chuck.
Adrian Foster.
Maureen Starkey.
JC York.
And I'm, once again, trying to find the off button. There, I think it's this.